USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pennsylvania's Supreme Court has dismissed a lower court order that put a hold on the state's election certification process. The suit that prompted the hold, led by Republican Congressman Mike Kelly, had sought to invalidate all of the more than 2.5 million mail-in ballots in the state, calling the changes to Pennsylvania's absentee voter laws unconstitutional. The 7-judge panel disagreed, saying the time limit to challenge the voting law passed last year had expired. The San Francisco 49ers and Stanford Cardinal football teams will have to find a temporary home after new coronavirus restrictions were put in place prohibiting contact sports in Santa Clara County, California.
Update today to the Professional Sports and Collegiate Sports Directive will temporarily suspend activities that require direct physical contact or interaction in Santa Clara County.
James Williams of the Santa Clara County Council there. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wade Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Iran's president has promised retribution after the apparent assassination of the country's top nuclear scientist. In a statement Saturday, Hassan Rouhani called for justice against those who had perpetrated the killing. Retired four-star General Jack Keane says the Iranians are likely to retaliate in some way against the U.S. and may just be biding their time. He told Fox News that the country hadn't previously reacted to another assassination earlier in the year.
There's likely to be some retribution, not only for this assassination attack, but also the assassination attack on Qasem Soleimani a little less than a year ago. And there's really been no effective retribution for that. I think they have been on pause, waiting to see the outcome of the U.S. election and waiting to see what their options are before they begin any escalation, which could turn quite negative for them.
And Missouri shut out Vanderbilt Saturday 41-0, but history was made on the football field as Vandy's Sarah Fuller became the first woman to play in a major conference college football game. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
COVID or no COVID, people have places to go. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The busiest air travel day of the pandemic came on the day before Thanksgiving with 1,070,967 passengers. The TSA reported screening more than 1 million daily passengers that day, a milestone that airports have rarely seen since the pandemic slashed air travel in March. It's only the fourth time passenger throughput topped 1 million since March 16th. The number of travelers flying Wednesday, however, was half of what it was on the day before Thanksgiving last year. Travel the entire week of Thanksgiving saw an increase, with airlines and hotels offering deep discounts on packages to families this year that they likely couldn't afford before. Many are willing to brave COVID to take advantage of no crowds.
During the pandemic, the TSA has been installing plastic barriers and touch-free ID scanning technologies at security checkpoints to allow for better hygiene and distancing as airports become more crowded. And a former champion will be the first in a series of guest hosts on new episodes of Jeopardy. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Jeopardy record holder Ken Jennings will be the first in a series of interim hosts when the long-running game show resumes production next Monday. Jennings won 74 games in a row and claimed the show's Greatest of All Time title in a competition last year. He'll host episodes that will air in January. Someone to replace longtime host Alex Trebek will be named later. Trebek died of pancreatic cancer earlier this month.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.